and community members gathered at the Islands and Ocean Visitor Center last Thursday night for a community conversation with Homer Police Department around the case of missing Homer woman Anisha Duffy Murnane. Missing since October 17th, Duffy's friends and family facilitated the conversation. With a photo of Duffy projected on the auditorium screen, longtime friend Taylor O'Donnell Bacher and stepfather Ed Berg shared a bit about Duffy and answered questions like, is it possible that Duffy just left Homer without telling anyone? To which Berg replied, absolutely not.
You know, could I just leave Homer? Could you, leave Homer? I mean, just the logistics of pulling something like that off and not leaving a track, would take a phenomenal amount of preparation. She didn't just go off on a lark.
Lieutenant Ryan Browning of the Homer Police Department says Duffy's case remains a priority and spoke about ongoing law enforcement efforts, which have included the FBI and state troopers. Browning says that despite the hundreds of tips that have come in from community members, there have been no leads.
Every day, I'm bringing in other agencies, other investigators, other people who have done this a lot, collaborating with them and seeing, okay, what are we missing? What do we need to do? Where do we go from here? Getting other stakeholders involved and involved in investigations, what we're doing and have been doing. So that's the best I can answer that for you.
Attendants asked if it seems likely that someone she knew abducted her. Browning says that possibility has not been ruled out. In response to questions, Lieutenant Browning confirmed that the Homer Police Department is investigating local registered sex offenders and individuals living in the same building as Duffy. KBBI's Christina Whiting, who reported this story, asked Browning what community members are doing that is helpful and less helpful.
The willingness for people to come out and crawl through the woods, the search to help the family, the mule trains, keeping Duffy alive in the case statewide, nationwide, is phenomenal. For us, law enforcement, the phone calls, the tips, even if it seems like it's nothing, it may be something, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call. The more information we have, the better.
Browning says the only negative is that community members are sharing information on the Bring Duffy Home Facebook page instead of calling the police.
Get off of there and call us. That would be the only thing, having gone through this, that I would like to see more of. There are channels that people want to give us stuff that they can remain anonymous through Crime Stoppers. If somebody doesn't want to give me their name, then that's okay. I still want the information.
Duffy is 38 years old, 5 feet 11 inches tall, has brown hair, blue eyes, and weighed 170 pounds at the time of her disappearance in October. She was last seen wearing a light blue coat and carrying a purple and gray plaid purse. Anyone with tips, suggestions, or questions relating to Duffy's disappearance are encouraged to contact the Homer Police Department directly at 235-3150 or at rbrowning@ci.homer.ak.us.